Today is July 18th, 2020. Today's passage is 2 Corinthians 1. I read this passage in my Message Bible and my Study Bible. Paul's story is probably my favorite in the whole Bible. When I was ever feeling unworthy of God's love or God's gifts, I would often turn to Acts chapter 9 and read his story. I mean, here is a guy who knows the full conversion power of God. One day he is persecuting and killing Christians. He gets knocked off his horse and blinded by God's light. Next thing you know, he's the biggest mouthpiece for conversion through Christ. In this second letter to Corinth, he brings up how God is with us during all of our sufferings and gives us the love and encouragement we need to get through. Then the next thing you know, you may find yourself on a path that takes you alongside someone who is suffering like you were, and now you can bring love and encouragement to them. Going through hard times feels very lonely. Sometimes people around you may never see the full effect of what you are going through or how you really feel. My upbringing, for example, taught me to keep my pain to myself and to never expose any hurt or sadness. Those feelings were something you dealt with internally, and they should never show on your face. Somehow, hurts and weaknesses were thought to be shameful, not only for myself, but if I appeared stricken by them, it would reflect poorly on my whole family. So I learned to be happy. I was always smiling, and everyone thought I was nice. I would make a good impression on the outside, but inside, I was hollow, lonely, scared and depressed. I felt uncared for and unloved very often. I carried this hollowness through my life, and it affected everything. I would wonder, is this all there is? Is this all life has? It took decades of depression and 2 attempts to take my own life to be tired enough in my heart to open the door and let God in. It was God who allowed me to express my hurts and my anger. It was God who thankfully and mercifully took away my shame and encouraged me to go forward in life being my genuine self, not the self that I was expected to be. It was God that, well, saved me from the darkness that I lived in. He turned the pain that I experienced into my biggest strength. I have been able to help others since then, simply by telling my story, simply by being myself and letting others know that God was there for them, just as He had been there for me. I credit Him with everything. Consult with Him on everything, and try my best to do all that He asks of me. I may not know where I am being led, but I know God is using me to be a strength, to encourage others, to provide love, to pray for those in need, to protect and nurture, to empower others, and to bring hope among other things. I am more than happy to be one of His tools. Second letter, Corinthians, chapter 1, read from my study Bible, NAB. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, with all the holy ones throughout Achaia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and God of all encouragement, who encourages us in our every affliction, so that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction with the encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged by God. For as Christ's sufferings overflow to us, so through Christ does our encouragement also overflow. If we are afflicted, it is for your encouragement and salvation. If we are encouraged, it is for your encouragement, which enables you to endure the same suffering that we suffer. Our hope for you is firm, for we know that as you share in the sufferings, you also share in the encouragement. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction that came to us in the province of Asia. We were utterly weighed down beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had accepted within ourselves the sentence of death, that we might not trust not in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. He rescued us from such great danger of death, and he will continue to rescue us. In him we have put our hope that he will also rescue us again. As you helped us with prayer, so that thanks may be given by many on our behalf for the gifts granted us through the prayers of many. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially towards you, with the simplicity and sincerity of God, and not by human wisdom, but by the grace of God. For we write you nothing but what you can read and understand, and I hope that you will understand completely, as you have come to understand us partially, that we are your boast, as you are ours on the day of our Lord Jesus. With this confidence, I formerly intended to come to you so that you might receive a double favor, namely, to go by way of you to Macedonia, and then to come to you again on my return from Macedonia, and have you send me on my way to Judea. So when I intended this, did I act lightly, or do I make my plans according to human considerations, so that with me it is yes, yes, and no, no? As God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was proclaimed to you by us, Silvanus, Timothy, and me, was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. For however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. Therefore, the amen from us also goes through him to God for glory. But the one who gives us security with you in Christ, and who anointed us, is God. He has also put his seal upon us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. But I call upon God as a witness on my life that it is to spare you that I have not yet gone to Corinth. Not that we lord over your faith. Rather, we work together for your joy, for you to stand firm in the faith. Second Letter, Corinthians, Chapter 1. Read from the Bible in Contemporary Language, The Message. I, Paul, have been sent on a special mission by the Messiah, Jesus, planned by God Himself. I write this to God's congregation in Corinth and to believers all over Acacia Province. May all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours. Timothy, someone you know and trust, joins me in this greeting. All praise to God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times, and before you know it, He brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times, so we can be there for that person just as God was there for us. We have plenty of hard times that come from following the Messiah, but no more so than the good times of His healing comfort. We get a full measure of that too. When we suffer for Jesus, it works out for your healing and salvation. If we are treated well, given a helping hand, an encouraging word, that also works for your benefit, spurring you on, face forward, unflinching. Your hard times are also our hard times. When we see that you're just as willing to endure the hard times as to enjoy the good times, we know you're going to make it, no doubt about it. We don't want you in the dark, friends, about how hard it was when all this came down on us in Asia province. It was so bad, we didn't think we were going to make it. We felt like we'd been sent to death row, that it was all over for us. As it turned out, it was the best thing that could have happened. Instead of trusting in our own strengths or wits to get out of it, we were forced to trust God totally. Not a bad idea, since He's the God who raises the dead. And He did it. Rescued us from certain doom. And He'll do it again, rescuing us many times as we need rescuing. You and your prayers are part of the rescue operation. I don't want you in the dark about that either. I can see your faces even now, lifted in praise for God's deliverance of us, a rescue in which your prayers played such a crucial part. Now that the worst is over, we're pleased we can report that we've come out of this with conscience and faith intact, and can face the world, and even more importantly, face you with our heads held high. But it wasn't by any fancy footwork on our part. It was God who kept us focused on Him, uncompromised. Don't try and read between the lines or look for hidden meaning in this letter. We're writing plain, unembellished truth, hoping that you'll now see the whole picture as well, as you've seen some of the details. We want you to be as proud of us as we are of you when we stand together before our Master Jesus. Confident of your welcome, I had originally planned two great visits with you, coming by on my way to Macedonia Province, and then again on my return trip. Then we could have had a bon voyage party as you send me off to Judea. That was the plan. Are you now going to accuse me of being flip with my promises because it didn't work out? Do you think I talk out of both sides of my mouth? A glib yes one moment, a glib no the next? Well, you're wrong. I tried to be as true to my word as God is to His. Our word to you wasn't a careless yes canceled by an indifferent no. How could it be? When Silas and Timothy and I proclaimed the Son of God among you, did you pick up on any yes and no, on again, off again, waffling? Wasn't it a clean, strong yes? Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In Him, this is what we preach and pray, the great Amen. God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting His yes within us. By His Spirit, He has stamped us with His eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what He is destined to complete. Now, are you ready for the real reason I didn't visit you in Corinth? As God is my witness, the only reason I didn't come was to spare you pain. I was being considerate of you, not indifferent, not manipulative. We're not in charge of how you live outside of faith, looking over your shoulder, suspiciously critical. We're partners, working alongside you, joyfully expectant. I know that you stand by your own faith, not by ours.